This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
China said the U.S. initiated the trade talks this weekend and that its position hasn't changed. Are you still confident you can reach a deal with China?
They said we initiated? Well, I think they ought to go back and study their files. Okay, I do think that.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday.
Shannon Bream, we are just, 40 minutes or so away from a huge announcement from President Trump, it sounds like.
It does. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation. Who would be the first trade deal to close during this pause, that 90-day pause on most of the major tariffs? It sounds like it's the UK. And we have some things trickling out that we think that are part of the deal that will help give, you know, American industries, cars, farming, big tech, better access to the UK markets.
Well, because surprisingly to me, I didn't find this out till I think this argument really got started about tariffs, about how heavily tariffed we are for our products, even in the EU. And I know England is not part of that. Britain is not part of that anymore. But still, I mean, just in general, our friends and our enemies are tariffing us to death.
Yeah, I think we all were a bit surprised. I mean, it's something that President Trump has been talking about for decades,
right,
long before he was in politics. So he's always had an eye on this. But I think the rest of us, we just go about our daily lives. It's not until you see charts and explanations and understanding of exactly who's tariffing what that you realize, like, okay, yeah, even some of our closest friends and allies, like you said, have much higher tariffs than the average American, I think, would have suspected at all.
Trump has talked about wanting to reopen Alcatraz, and I'm just curious what kinds of legal challenges that could face. I mean, I assume he's being serious about it, but you never really know if he's being tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, we don't, but I wouldn't be surprised if he means it. I think one of the biggest issues is going to be funding for it, which could tie up with a legal battle as well. But to retrofit and get something like that open again for actual, you know, human residents, I think people think there's going to be a pretty big price tag on that. So are you going to fight for the money and the price tag while you also have some people maybe, you know, legally fighting with you about it too? But listen, if it's something that comes up to federal prison standards, is habitable, meets all of those codes, I can see him doing it. I think, like with many things, it's a psychological, you know, something to look at, a memento, a marker to say, people have a very strong association with it, that it's for the worst of the worst, it's nearly inescapable, all of those things. So I think for President Trump, those kinds of things really stand out as kind of an apple of his eye to say, okay, we're going to put this back out there in the American landscape, because people have a very strong association with what it is.
And I'm sure it wouldn't be like a poke in the eye to Nancy Pelosi or anybody that is such a
threat. I'm sure he's not going to be first in line to help with the funding on that one.
Yeah, I mean, far be it from him to think about something like that. Shannon Bream, our guest from Fox News Sunday. Have you had have you had Jerome Powell on your program before? Have you had a chance to talk to him?
I have not on camera. And so, listen, he would be a great guest right about now. He's so cautious with what he says and how he couches things. Obviously, has to be as Fed chair. But, man, the White House is not happy with him today. And to be a fly on the wall with those two, I don't think that there will be a conversation between the two of them anytime soon. But just weeks ago, the president was saying, like, oh, no, I'm not going to fire him. He's got his job to do, his thing to do, but not happy about the decision not to move rates yesterday.
No, he was surprisingly critical of the tariffs, so mm-hmm. he's willing to make public comments about that, but then mm-hmm. then declined to adjust interest rates. I mean, but he did that three times before the election.
Right. I don't think that there will be a signal conversation between the president and the Fed chair anytime soon.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, I saw this blow up between Senator Tom Tillis and the president regarding mm-hmm. Ed Martin, who's been the acting U.S. attorney there for the District of Columbia. What are the options here? It isn't May 20th the deadline, and if he doesn't get approved by then is somebody on the local court making that decision?
Well, there have been rumors, and don't hold me to this because I would need to go double check this, but that it would be Judge Boasberg who would be the one who would be appointing someone, at least in some kind of interim capacity. I got to double check that. But obviously, Judge Boasberg is somebody that the president and his administration have many, many legal disputes ongoing with right now over many things. So not an ideal scenario for the White House. But you got to keep those GOP Senate votes together if you're going to get him across the finish line. And there are controversies and critics all through his past. You know, the president said, listen, crime is down in D.C. I live here. So obviously, that's a plus in my book. How much you can attribute that to Ed Martin? You know, you could argue that, but the real issue for him is going to be getting those senators in line, and, you know, they can only lose a couple of votes, and it seems like one is pretty much out the door.
Yeah, it seems like it. I know they said what did they say, 120 days, right? That would make sense mm-hmm. to do that. Wouldn't it mm-hmm. be just as simple as appointing another temporary U.S. attorney? Wouldn't that start the clock rolling again?
It would in this case. I think that the president doesn't want to back down off of a name that he so strongly supported. So we'll see. Who knows? Maybe Mike Waltz will be the new attorney in D.C. you just don't know with all these puzzle pieces here. But I think at this point, the president feels strongly about trying to hold together that Ed Martin confirmation or nomination. And he's got a few days to figure that out, I think.
Mike Waltz would need Senate confirmation, right?
Right, and he's going to need it for his U.N. ambassador post, which,
right.
You know, it's raised so many questions for us in D.C. because we're thinking he's going to get blasted on the Signalgate mm-hmm. issue, which has kind of died down. Democratic senators are excited. They love the idea that they'll get to rehash that very publicly.
Oh, I'm sure.
So we'll see.
Yeah, very true. What are you working on for this weekend, Shannon?
Well, goodness, you've got Secretary Bessent and Jameson Greer, the trade representative over in Switzerland. They say it's for talks with the Swiss about a trade deal. But, China is going to have its top representatives there, so they're going to have chats as well. Obviously, that is the white whale for everybody in these trade deals. And foreign policy as well. I mean, there's some really big stuff bubbling with Israel. We're trying to see if we can get the prime minister on with us. So domestic and foreign, it's a very busy week, too, as the House is still trying to get its big, beautiful deal done.
It's true. We'll be watching. Shannon Bream, thank you.
See you Sunday.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah. You could have a new pope. You could have an Iranian nuclear deal. You could have the first trade deal. All of that done by this weekend. So there'll be no shortage of stuff for Shannon to discuss.
Quiet week.
Sunday morning. No kidding. Coming up, we'll get to Griff Jenkins. Stay tuned.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.